Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn 121. But now let's review what we've learned last time. Now listen.
Do you like stories? I want to tell you a true story.It happened to a friend of mine a year ago. While my friend, George, was reading in bed, two thieves climbed into his kitchen. After they had entered the house, they went into the dining room. It was very dark, so they turned on a torch. Suddenly, they heard a voice behind them. "What's up? What's up?" someone called. The thieves dropped the torch and ran away as quickly as they could. George heard the noise and came downstairs quickly. He turned on the light, but he couldn't see anyone. The thieves had already gone.But George's parrot, Henry, was still there. "What's up, George?" he called. "Nothing, Henry," George said and smiled. "Go back to sleep."
好，上节课我们学习了过去完成时。那我们知道，发生在过去的事情经常呢是被遗忘的。然而即使发生在几分钟之前，也是可能出现这样子的事情。那今天我们就走进第121课。The man in hat。好，首先让我们来看今天的生词。New words and expressions. The first one, customer, 顾客, customer. Forget, 忘记, forget, forgot, forgotten.Manager, 经理, manager. Serve, 照应服务, serve. Counter, 柜台, counter. Recognize, 认出, recognize. 好，现在就让我们根据汉语来说出对应的英文单词吧。顾客, customer, 忘记。Forget, 经理, manager, 服务照应, serve, 柜台, counter, 认出, recognize. 第一个词, customer, customer, 把 er 去掉是风俗习惯的意思。那么 customers 加上 s 却表示海关的意思。好。那么有 customer 的地方就会出现什么呢 ?shop assistant, waiter, and waitress, 这是以前我们学过的词。旅客怎样讲 ?guest, 乘客 ,passengers, a regular customer, 老客人。顾客至上 ,customer is God。第二个词 ,forget, 忘记。有两个常用的搭配 forget to do something 忘记要去做某事而这件事还没有做 forget doing something 忘记做过了的某件事是已经做过的我们来感受一下这两个句子吧 I forget to send an email to him 我忘了给他发邮件了那言外之意是邮件还没有写或没有发出去I forget sending an email to him. 我忘记了我已经给他发过邮件了。那么说明对方已经收到了你发的邮件。这样子的词语它有一个反义词 remember. Remember to do something. 记着要去做某事。Remember doing something. 记着做过的事情。下一个词 Manager, 经理。Sales manager, 销售经理 General manager, 总经理其实 manage 是它的词根表示管理的意思 manage a company, 运营和管理一个公司。第四个词 serve， 我们先看第一个动词的用法。Are you being served, sir? 有人为您服务吗？What time is breakfast served at this hotel? 这个酒店什么时候供应早餐呢？ The old cook has served the family for 13 years. 这位老厨师已经在这家干了30年了。那看它的词形变化， S-E-R-V-I-C-E 是名词形式。The service in that restaurant is poor.那家餐厅的服务真差。A charge for service， 服务费。好，第五个词 counter， 柜台。那我们还有一个 check out， 就是付账的地方。第六个词 recognize， 动词用法。I recognize him now， 我现在认出他了。He didn't recognize that he had made a big mistake.他不承认自己犯下了大错。好啦，这就是我们今天新学过的词。下面就让我们来看今天要讲的故事 The Man in the Hat 是怎样的故事吧。
I bought two expensive dictionaries here half an hour ago, but I forgot to take them with me.Who served you, sir? The lady who is standing behind the counter. Which books did you buy? The books which are on the counter. Did you serve this gentleman half an hour ago, Carolyn? He says he's the man who bought these books.
I can't remember.The man who I served was wearing a hat.
Have you got a hat, sir?
Yes, I have.
Would you put it on, please?
All right.
Is this the man that you served, Carolyn?
Yes, I recognize him now.
Okay, now let's answer the questions.First one, when had he bought the two dictionaries? Half an hour earlier. Where were the books? They were on the counter. Did Caroline remember the person who had bought the dictionaries? No, she didn't. How did she recognize him as the man whom she had served? She recognized him.When he put his hat on. 好，现在就让我们走进 text 来看。I bought two expensive dictionaries here half an hour ago, but I forgot to take them with me. 注意，用法中有 take something with somebody. I took some medicine with me when I went to the village.当我去村庄时，我带了一些随身的药品。当然，我们可以用 take somebody something 或者是 take something to somebody. I will take some presents to my friends in Beijing. That means I will take my friends in Beijing some presents. 第二句， Who served you, sir? 谁为您服务呢？ The lady...Who is standing behind the counter? 就是那位女士，站在柜台后面的那位女士。Which books did you buy? 哪一些书是您买的呢？ The books which are on the counter. 是那些在柜台上的书。好，其中要注意的是 The lady who is standing behind the counter. 其中 who 引导了定语从句。这将是我们下一节课重点学习的内容。同样的道理 The books which are on the counter 其中 which 它是范围比较大的词那么既可以指先行词可以指人也可以指物同样 这也是一个定语从句。继续看课文。Did you serve the gentleman half an hour ago, Caroline? He says he's a man who bought these books. 好，注意，我们刚才这一句话用的是一个一般过去式，因为老板在问他，你是否能想起刚才发生的事情呢？下一句 ，He says he's a man who bought these books. 这是一个间接引语句子。然而在间接引语句子中又套了一个定语从句。I can't remember the man who I served was wearing her hat. 哎呦，我想不起来了，我刚才服务的那位男士戴着一顶帽子呢。I can't remember, 想不起来了。The man who I served was wearing a hat. 请注意动词 wear. Wear 表示穿上，但是它是表示的一种状态，而 put on 则表示瞬间的动作，更强调短暂性的发生。好，我们来看一组例句。It's very cold outside. Put on your coat. 所以我们要用穿着上。I know the person who is wearing a hat. 我认识那个戴帽子的人。这个时候我们就不用 put on, 我们用 wear 了。好，再看课文。Have you got a hat, sir? 请问你有帽子吗？ Customer 说 Yes, I have. 当然我有了。Manager 要求 Would you put it on, please? 您能戴上吗？ All right, 好吧。这种要求也只能说 all right 了。好，那我们以前还学过 that's all right, 表示没关系。它是用于回答 sorry 的。那如果我们说 that's all, 则表示哦就这些了，到这里了。如果我们说 that's right, 则表示的是对了，您说的对。好，那么 manager 又说 Is this a man that you served, Caroline? Caroline 说 Yes, I recognize him now. 我现在终于想起他来了。好的，那我们现在就再次走进课文，来感受一下这个有趣的故事吧。
I bought two expensive dictionaries here half an hour ago, but I forgot to take them with me. Who served you, sir? The lady who is standing behind the counter.Which books did you buy? The books which are on the counter. Did you serve this gentleman half an hour ago, Carolyn? He says he's the man who bought these books.
I can't remember. The man who I served was wearing a hat.
Have you got a hat, sir?Yes, I have. Would you put it on, please? All right. Is this the man that you served, Carolyn?
Yes, I recognize him now.
第121课，你认识他吗？在主耶稣复活之后，升天之前，耶稣常常在门徒眼前出现，有一次他甚至向超过500人显现，但是有趣的是，有些门徒居然不认识这位已经跟随了3年多的耶稣了，这是怎么回事呢？使徒约翰在60多年后写的启示录对耶稣有一段描写提示了我们，他身穿长衣直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中炼烧光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。在死而复活之后，主耶稣的形象或许有些改变，以至于在60多年后，耶稣的外貌已经完全具备了庄严上帝的威仪了。难怪保罗在哥林多后书中教导我们说，所以我们从今以后
不凭着外貌认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。雅各甚至警告我们说，你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。在这个凡事都看颜值和面子的世界，基督徒真的是在凡事上都和这世界的三观相反了。那么我们要怎么样认识耶稣呢？话语，唯有圣经话语才让我们认出我们的主来。主耶稣也提醒我们说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。主耶稣啊，求你让我的心单单安息在你的话语里得安息和带领，就认出你来，好让我忠心跟随。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。